Computer, time.
9th day, 0200 hours. Entry 6.
So it's about 0200 hours now. I accidentally recrossed my trail a couple of times, but the hair markers keep putting me back on course, and I am making progress. The echoes are sounding very queer. Oh, my hair is about 0.2 meters shorter than when I started.
End of recorded entry.
Time.
9th day, 0400 hours. Entry 7.
Still can't locate Cave Prime. It is getting a lot warmer. Computer, temperature?
It is 17 degrees Celsius.
My habitat suit is sticking between my shoulder blades. It has also gotten much, much brighter. I can easily see my way without artificial light. Some sort of mechanism must be powering this complex. Could I have somehow accidentally triggered an energy flow process? How could such a process work after being dormant for millennia? I've come across some rooms with some sort of damage to the walls and ceilings. They almost seem like natural striations in the rock. There's some sort of pattern to them. They're in about a half dozen of these chambers. On closer inspection, these aren't natural. They look a little like graffiti. They look like data, like readouts. This place is so sound-centric. Could they be sound wave readouts? They really look remarkably like the audio datagraphs we collect when we sample speech. I'm really getting very hot, and I feel a little sick. I may have a fever. Score 1 for the vermin terrorists.
End of recorded entry.
Mark the time in the log, computer.
9th day, 0530 hours. Entry 8.
It's about 5 in the morning. I'm back at Cave Prime. Snug in my sleep sack with my sea rations stroganoff and, most importantly, my literary colleagues about to lullaby me. I still have some hair left, although I probably look like Queen of Asylums now. My head feels like the worn stubble of a very old carpet. Aside from the petite miracle of my return, there is this other curiosity of the writings. I'm convinced now they are writings, not sound wave readouts. Perhaps it's some writing based on mathematical depictions of sound. And now for the most curious thing. For the last hour or so before I found Cave Prime, I had been moving through the very chambers that surround it. I could have sworn that these rooms, when I originally mapped them, had blank walls and ceilings. These were the very first rooms I investigated. Could I have missed these inscriptions? It's impossible that I did, for I was very thorough. But I must have, for there they are. It still is the most curious thing. Right here, in my sleep cave, in Cave Prime itself, there are tons of them. More here than I've seen anywhere else in the complex. It's a lot brighter in here now that mysterious energy source has kicked in, so perhaps I just missed them in the murk. I'm excited, but exhausting. The conditions on this planet have more potential for catastrophe than I ever gave them credit for. My shuttle is wrecked. I almost free fell into an abyss. I trashed my own habitat suit. I got lost in an ice blizzard and almost got lost in the tunnels. but I'll have a lot to report when the caravan swings back around to this side of the system to pick me up. I can't wait to examine the writings, but for now, it will be Emily. Good night. Computer. Emily Dickinson, 657.
I dwell in possibility. A fairer house than prose. More numerous of windows. Superior for doors.
End of recorded entry.
Timestamp.
9th day, 1700 hours. Entry 9.
A late start, but I was exhausted. Went to work at 1100 hours and been working ever since. I'm convinced that the sound waver readouts I found on the walls are also some sort of language compound, but I don't know how I am supposed to decipher it, even with the syntax algorithm programs I brought. I'm setting up some basic texts to gather information about Miss Place's chemistry, biology, etc.
End of recorded entry.
Computer timestamp.
9th day, 2100 hours. Entry 10.
You know, I can't believe it, but I've been able to map out a Cruden grammar from some of the files from AudioDog. How cold I have known this so quickly. This is an alien language. It should have taken years. Years! By the way, I am also quiet, feverish. I tried to eat something, but my throat is too tight. I can't swallow anything. Mouth feels funny.
End of recorded entry.
Computer timestamp.
10th day, 0300 hours. Entry 11.
Should rest soon, but I'm making too much progress, Stinig. I've got the basing grammar. I know that that's unprecedented. Unprecedented. It's impossible, so it's in fact. But I've done it. I don't know how to I did it, but it's done. It's been like a logic puzzling. There's some mathematical keys. I just basically follow my instincts and it unfold in itself. I know it's impossible. No one's will believe upon this, but true enough it is.
End of recorded entry.
Kim, you are dying, Stomp.
Could not identify last request. Please repeat request.
Diam stomp.
Could not identify last request. Please repeat request.
Dime stomp.
10th day, 0600 hours. Entry 12.
I've deciphered some simple words. I know. It's impossible and this is happening. Less than 5 days in Grift, and I'm conquering an alien language. Here are the first words. His world, sis, noant, completion.
End of recorded entry.
I am stomp.
Could not identify last request. Please repeat.
Dime stomp!
10th day, 1400 hours. Entry 13.
Still sleep? No. Still fever. Took his medication. The computer is acting up, so I don't know if it will handle any more data from AudioDog correctly, but we'll give it a go. Some chemos analysis and Viosin analysis come back this morning. This annex, this place, is an organic machine. Both photosynthesizes bound audio synthesizes. I'm glad for amazing. Rooms in which I'm active and moving get warmer and lighter. My movements and voice must have been triggering the energy process. displace responding to my movements. The hair fibers on the Yuntana and the shafts must have collected sound and use it somehow. All these corridors and halls and shaftings collecting sound, which production energy. Energy! What technological. Even incidental noise is used to power base the machine. Every eye this word been speaking has been feeding the machine with sound energies.
End of recorded entry.
Kimruder, Diam Star.
Could not identify last request. Please repeat.
Dime stomp. Dime stomp. Dime stomp.
Could not identify last.
Dime stomp!
10th day, 2000 hours. Entry 14.
Something's wrong. Mouth feels differently. Stranger feeling tongue big. Breathe hard. Morning. I went this to literature's research, but I couldn't read out not anything at all. Something all is wrong with the files or with the computer. They're all garbled together in Dutch or Riddle English or Esperanto or something all. More unbelievable. All. Writings on walls, the cave, Priam. All writings on the all walls are Amalie Dickinson poetry. Are Amalie Dickinson poetry. Everything all in the audio tape is on glitch walls absorbed somehow all from diet tapes. Jean. Those first alien wordlin not translate over. Nay, are really thy first wordlin to Amalie Dickinson's Wharton poem. Did this world his not conclusion poem? Kim Bruder. Amalie Dickinson Wharton. Kim Pure. Amalie Dickinson Wharton.
This world is not conclusion. A species stands beyond, invisible as music,
stop.
But positive as sound.
Stop! I'm not understand. I'm don't understand. I'm not understand why I'm can't understand the files nor wordling on equipment and material I'm brought anymore. It can't just neither files were corrupted up. I can't read printed material that I called before. I can't hurt it right anymore now. Did have I stroke and not know about it? A disease? Do I have alien disease? I understanding not nothing. Suspicion I'm coming up infected. Brain my is all being rewired with alien null grammar, alien null syntax. My brain all being rewired with alien alphonemes. Advances the infection, a more amable alien language. Understand alien language. Alien language is virus. Alien language. Infectomy. Alien language infecting me. What a
they're coming up. Human, no more anymore. Emily, what has right? Kim, Puner, Emily, Nickenshin, Morden.
This world is not conclusion. A species stands beyond, invisible as music, but positive as sound. It beckons and it baffles. Philosophy doesn't know.
End of recorded entry.